Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. You are listening Auroville News from Auroville for Auroville today and tomorrow. Today is Monday, 15th of December, and here is mostly sunny on 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clouds and sunshine with a couple of showers, and mostly cloudy with a couple of showers over the night. Temperatures ranging between low of 23 to high of 29 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds on 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour will lose their strength over the night on 11 km per hour with gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 41%. Resident Assembly Service invites us today to a general meeting at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone with the welcoming of our children and youth that never ages. We are invited to join the celebration of the new working committee and the two new members from Auroville Council. There will be dinner around 6:30 p.m. And every Thursday from 5 to 5:30 p.m. there's a silent meditation for Auroville under the banyan tree in Matrimandir with concentration on this phrase. Please, Mother, help us to open ourselves to the Divine Consciousness. Thank you. Then we can listen to Mother recite Savitri at the amphitheater at 5:30 p.m. On Thursday, 18, at 5:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan International Zone, we can listen to the Gregorian Savitri, whereby Sri Aurobindo Savitri said to Gregorian chant by Heatherly and Dr. Kim Cunha. Experience Savitri as you never have before. Australian acclaimed early music ensemble Kim Cunha and Heatherly are currently setting parts of Savitri in traditional Gregorian modes, as well as the later modes of the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris and those of the acclaimed mystic composer Hildegard of Bingen. This one-hour concert is a prelude to a long-term project to chant the entire text, and you are invited to see the birth of something quite new. Heatherly has Australia's finest high voice and has performed at the White House and the Olympic Games, the United Nations and many festivals, singing everything from opera to early music. Dr. Kim Cunha is a leading composer, researcher and performer of sacred music and has been commissioned to set many of the world's spiritual treasures to music, including the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Khalil Collection of Islamic Art and the Lurac Collection of Egyptian Antiquities. On Friday, 19th of December at 8 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center, we are invited to acoustic guitar concert with Brigu Sani. Brigu Sani is based in Brooklyn, New York, and is known for his incredible musical versatility, employing alternative techniques on the acoustic guitar to create soundscapes that have captivated audiences worldwide. Inspired by the minimalist music of Michael Hedges, drawing from Sufi music and flamenco techniques to the ancient art of Indian raga tradition, he incorporates alternative tunings on the guitar to create a sound that is spiritually charged. Brigu Sani is also a graduate of Berklee College of Music in Boston and brings with him the vitality of numerous creative collaborations, having performed with Meshel and Garcello, Karsh Kahl, Angelique Kidjo, and venues at Carnegie Hall. On Saturday, 20th of December at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion, Chiru, and the Unity Pavilion present some talks and workshop, Pioneering Humanity, From the I to the We. And this Saturday there will be talk in French, and on Saturday 27th at 5 p.m. as well, it will be talk in English. Workshops body plays are Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Unity Pavilion starting today. Jean-François Nobel, who is known visitor to Orwell, has the life of a researcher and adventurer. As a researcher, he managed CIRI, the Collective Intelligent Research Institute, in charge of scientific research for this new discipline and its practical application through technology and methodology. As an adventurer, he travels the planet to meet, learn and exchange with humans, the world and nature. Always wondering how tomorrow's human will live his outer and inner life, Jean-François sees himself as his first research lab, which leads to adopting a lifestyle that may seem sometimes quirky for his contemporary fellows. He always enjoys sharing his learning, the joys and the sorrow, the success and the failures. He has notably chosen to live in the gift economy. More and more human follows the perilous journey of inner transformation and awakening. They want to build a society that embodies the consciousness that animates them, hence they invest themselves in pioneering projects like new cities, new enterprises, new collectives. New vessels get rigged to reach the shores of next humanity. We already know a certain number of things about this new world. Some have reached the shores a long time ago and have lived there. They brought their witnessing and their experience, they made maps. However, no society at large has yet invested this almost virgin world and no civilization has yet flourished. The big migration awaits us, it has already begun. Our villains have placed all their forces in it. Just like the early aviators who, after their first empirical flights, needed a precise science, aeronautics, today's humanity pioneers need a new science, the one of social engineering. Collective intelligence has this role. It offers tools, methodologies, and language, and the capacity to ask questions that open for navigation. On Saturday 20th at 4 to 7 p.m. at La Centre de Art Citadine, we are also invited to launching of the book about the building of Matri Madir, and the presentation will happen at La Citadine, first floor, and the book is created with the photographs made by Dominic Dar from 1972 to 2008. The book documents the construction from the excavation to the golden disc. The original bilingual publication, French-English, comprises 200 pages and has many pictures in color and in black and white. On Sunday, 21st of December, at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are warmly invited to the accessible Auroville presentation of the booklet Just Follow Me. This booklet is a journey to accessibility via cartoons and comics. And to make the event more joyful, Carla, Malenka and Swaha will sing Italian, English and French songs. On Friday 19th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Visitor Center, we can witness launch of Art Cart by Sankalpa, which is an art journeys and a sub-unit of Tamara offering a variety of art-related programs including art therapy, creative empowerment, community art and more, all to bridge Auroville, the surrounding villages and beyond through the universality of art. Art Cart is a mobile structure stocked with art supplies, which will be an interactive installation at Visitor Center. They are grateful to the PCG for founding this micro project and supporting their artistic endeavors in Auroville. Over 300 individuals have enjoyed their art corner at La Zephyr Cafe since mid-July, and now they are shifting this activity to the cart with the same timings, which is Tuesday and Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. Each evening includes a different theme for inspiration. They are also looking for volunteers to help with various aspects of the art cart, including additional weekend shifts open to the public and documentation and research-based studies on the art created there. Today and tomorrow between 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. we can join to Nandanam Kindergarten open house to have a delicate peep into the joyful world of our children, full of beauty and wonder. And on Friday from 1:30 to 4 p.m. and on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12, everyone interested is warmly invited to the open house at the Kindergarten Centerfield to visit all the colorful rooms with the works and photos of the children of Auroville. On 20th, Gallery Square Circle, Kala Kendra, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, International Zone presents an exhibition of paintings by Carla Sela Mandala with inauguration at 5 p.m. Gallery is open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's only closed on Sundays and national holidays. And on Friday 19, between 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., Upasana invites us to a fashion festa, a fashion party, a day with stylists dressing up in organic cotton, creating social impact while dressing. We can model ourselves with the help of their stylists and walk away home with clothes. This event will run on gift economy, so no conventional billing. But we are welcome to contribute generously as our contribution will help sponsoring the Tsunamika event on 10th of January. The show is at 4 p.m. but to sign in we have to write to office@upasana.in. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture informs us that the Tibetan doctor and his team are visiting us on Saturday 27th. For your appointment, you're supposed to call Namgyal or Kalzang on 262-2401. The doctor and his team comes every fourth Saturday of the month to Auroville. And Pavilion of Tibetan Culture still requests everyone not to take the road through Bharat Nivas to enter Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. They're asking us to take the road through Visitor Center and take the first cutting right, and the yellow gate is the Pavilion Gate. From Adi Shakti comes the following announcement that they are happy to announce two Source of Performance Energy workshops in January and February 2015. These workshops are the distillation of the unique performance methodology developed by Vinapani Chawla and the faculty at Adi Shakti, who have worked with Vinapani for over two decades. These workshops have been lauded as amongst the best training platforms for performance anywhere in the world. The first workshop will be on Friday 9th of January to Monday 19th. And the second workshop will be from Friday 20th to Monday 2nd of March. Do let them know if you are interested at the earliest to block your seat, as they have limited seats available in each of their upcoming workshops. We can phone Apura Arthur on 9047530689 or Nimi Raphael on 94875149 62. PTDC team informs us that today they will be doing their stock taking in the afternoon from 1:30 p.m. Therefore, PTDC will be open today only in the morning from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And a reminder from recently opened Dosa Corner at Visitor Center, that and they are inviting us by saying that this is the place to hang out in the evenings with low cost and tasty food in friendly Oroville setting with free Wi-Fi and great music. They are open from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. but closed on Wednesdays. Botanical Garden shares with us that they got this week for sale Christmas trees, Clerodendron, and during this year they raised a good number of the one that gives those beautiful red and white flowers hanging in the clusters, as a plumeria or frangipani or of psychologic perfection in several colors, big size around 1.5 meters, and various vegetable seedlings are available. At Savitri Bhavan International Zone, they were screened tonight at 6:30 p.m. Shri Kira Joshi, Let Us Work to Restore the Veda, Part 5, The Seven Rivers. At Cinema Paradiso this week, they will follow Foodie film series. Expert says that more than harnessing fire, what truly allowed us to become human was cooking. Without cooking, a person would have to eat around 5 kilos of raw food to get enough calories to survive. It allows humans to spend least amount of time eating compared to any other warm-bodied animal, allowing humans time for community, social activities, art and culture. But cooking, food sources by themselves can be a passion, livelihood, statement and art. In this last series of the year, they bring the foodie in you a delicious gastronomic series. So tonight at 8 p.m. we can see comedy Tampopo, made in Japan in 1985 by writer and director Ja Itami. Tomorrow there was screen documentary Spinning Plates, made in USA in 2012 by writer and director Joseph Levi. And on Wednesday we can see drama Lemon Tree, made in Israel, Germany and France in 2008 by director Aaron Riklis. From Savitri, Book 2, Canto 11, we read, "For truth is wider, greater than her forms. 1,000 icons they have made of her, and find her in the idols they adore, but she remains herself an infinite." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on rvradio.org.